We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Oh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper.
Got it! Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to The Buck Starts Here, your special Monday episode of the Eurostep. I'm Ty Windisch, and here's what you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks for the week of Monday, December 2nd. This podcast is brought to you by Indochino, ShipStation, and Harry's. We'll talk more Bucks in just a second, but first, speaking of Indochino, you may have seen RJ Barrett's formal wear that he's been rocking for tunnel walks, gotta love the tunnel walk Instagram posts, and some other event. What you may not know is those are all Indochino suits and blazers. RJ picked Indochino because they are the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. They make suits, shirts, coats, and more, and everything is made to your exact measurements for a great fit. Their process is simple. All you need to do is choose your fabric, pick your customizations, and then submit your measurements. Your package will be delivered straight to your door in 2 weeks. You can get measured and design your suit at your nearest Indochino showroom or do it all yourself online at Indochino.com. And right now you can get $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout. And with that offer, shipping completely free. That's Indochino.com, promo code BLUEWIRE, BLUEWIRE. For $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. That's an incredible deal for made-to-measure clothing. You really have no excuse anymore to wear clothes that don't fit. Now let's get into the Bucks last week. It turns out this past week was a horrible one to take off for Thanksgiving in Bucksland as Milwaukee broke big news pretty abruptly and brought back Chris Middleton to action while continuing the wild winning streak, which is now up to 11 for your Milwaukee Bucks. Although his three-point shot has not started falling at its usual rate yet, Chris has looked smooth in his return. He's come from the bench and played just a smidge under 20 minutes per game while averaging 14.3 points, 3.7 rebounds, 3.7 assists, and 1.0 steal per game. Chris was decisive in attacking inside the arc and shot 45.9% from the field, despite making just 12.5% of his threes in those games. Same old Chris Middleton, it seems, which is great news for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, this past week, the Bucks did play one game before Chris got back, a 122-118 close win over the Utah Jazz, who were without Rudy Gobert. Most notably about this home game for the Bucks, Giannis went off, dropping a 50-burger, that is still so fun to say, in just 38 minutes in the nice Bucks win. Then Wednesday brought a win over the Hawks at home, where this was also Middleton's comeback game from injury, and it was special for another reason. But then on Friday, the Bucks took down the Cavaliers on the road. They won both of those games against the Hawks and Cavs by 9 against reeling teams that are really struggling. So you would think not too interesting, but the Atlanta game provided some interesting subtext as Jabari Parker shined in a battle with Giannis, actually outscoring the Greek Freak, scoring 33 to Antetokounmpo's 30, but a team effort from Milwaukee got the Bucks the win. And then finally, the Bucks broke the streak of giving up huge leads after I jinxed them by tweeting, "Is this the game where the Bucks finally roll a bad team?" by defeating the Charlotte Hornets on Saturday at Fiserv. Milwaukee won 137-96 and had a stranglehold on Charlotte for pretty much all of this game, which was truly awesome to see. And for my fellow Herd fans out there, it was also awesome to see Dragan Bender and Frank Mason III getting minutes and putting up some numbers, particularly Dragan, who posted 12 points in just 10 minutes. He was getting active in garbage time of this game. Finally, the Bucks get some real extended garbage time. It's fun. I hope we see more of that going forward. We'll get to this last week in Wisconsin Herd basketball, more than just Frank and Dragan playing some garbage time minutes in just a minute. But first, are you looking for a great gift for someone in your life? You probably should be. It's the holiday season, a great time to give gifts. And if you're shopping for the guy in your life, you know, guys often get dull, cliche gifts like socks, wallets, ties. You can do better for the man in your life. Without breaking the bank, the happy medium is Harry's because it's a gift that's both thoughtful and practical, plus it's affordable. Listeners of this show can make it even more affordable and get $5 off any Harry's shave set by heading to harrys.com/bluewire. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Harry's holiday set start at just $20. As a special offer for fans of the Eurostep, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including those limited edition holiday sets, when you go to harrys.com/bluewire. Plus, you'll get free shipping until December 16th. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave, the 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, a travel cover to protect your blades, and that's all packaged within a handsome holiday gift box. Remember that free shipping ends in just a couple of weeks on December 16th, so act now by going to harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire. And speaking of the holiday rush, it's here now. You need to be able to ship orders out quickly, efficiently, and affordably. On the other side of the spectrum, if you are shipping, not being shipped to, the best way to do that is with ShipStation. With just a few clicks, you'll be managing orders, printing labels, and getting your products out the door and delivered in time, while keeping track of all of them and deciding which carrier to use. That's because ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, and UPS. You can compare and choose the best shipping option for you and your customer. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. You can take the hassle out of the holiday shipping this year. Let ShipStation help you handle it all with ease. Just use my offer code BLUE, B-L-U-E, to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free holiday shipping. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BLUE. ShipStation.com, offer code BLUE, B-L-U-E, ShipStation, make ship happen. Now looking back at the Wisconsin Herd's last week of basketball, the success that both the Bucks and Herd are having at the moment is wild. All caps on my little script here. Wild. Wisconsin is on its own 8-game winning streak after losing game 1 of the season and currently leads the Eastern Conference in the G League with an 8-1 record. The Herd only played one game this week, and the team was ready for its Black Friday duel with the Erie Bayhawks. As has been the wave lately, Herd guards Jalen Adams and Rajon Tucker led the way once again, with those two scoring 27 and 22 points, respectively. But this was a balanced performance, though. All five starters finished in double figures, plus Brandon McCoy from the bench, one of the two returning players from last year's Herd squad. and all of that combined for a 133-115 win on Friday. Now here's another perspective on this last week of Bucks basketball. This is your Milwaukee Bucks vibe check, courtesy of Rohan Kadi. Take it away, Rohan.
Another Monday, another week where the Bucks have gone undefeated. This week saw the biggest test that Milwaukee has seen in a while, with the Utah Jazz paying a visit to Fiserv Forum, and the Bucks kept their winning streak alive on the back of Giannis' best performance of the season. Putting up 50 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and 0 turnovers, the reigning MVP did not let his team lose that game. Speaking of Giannis being Giannis, his double-double streak to start the season has sadly come to an end in 19 games. The silver lining of that streak ending, however, is that it came because the Bucks absolutely obliterated the Charlotte Hornets on Saturday, winning by 41 points in the best team performance we've seen so far this season. There have been games where Milwaukee has put up big leads, but those have mostly fizzled out in the second half and made the game seem more competitive than it really was. However, every single Buck was playing at a high level, and it proved too much for the competition against Charlotte. The game was going so well that Dragan Bender made his Bucks debut in the third quarter and actually played well. While we must remember that this was against the Charlotte freaking Hornets, it does show that Milwaukee is learning to take care of business. The biggest news of the week was the return of Chris Middleton. It was a bit of a surprise given that he had only missed 2.5 weeks and the estimated timetable to return was around 3 to 4 weeks, but it was nice to see Chris back on the court and playing well. While he is still yet to make his return to the starting lineup, Middleton is putting up solid numbers in limited minutes off the bench. Hopefully this shows Mike Budenholzer the benefit of staggering Chris and Giannis so that we never have to see those awful all-bench units again. The Milwaukee Bucks are rolling right now, and will seem to continue to roll at least until this coming Friday when the LA Clippers come to town, though it will be nice to see how the Bucks fare against a team they might see in June. But as for now, Milwaukee has won 11 games in a row, which is the longest active streak in the NBA, and they are tied for the best record in the entire league. So, things seem around normal.
Thank you, Rohan. Looking ahead to the Bucks next week, the team has a nicely balanced schedule. Tonight, Monday, Milwaukee takes on the New York Knicks at Fiserv Forum at 7 p.m., followed by a Wednesday night road game against the Detroit Pistons at 6 p.m., before finally the Bucks host the Clippers on Friday at 7:30 p.m. The Clippers get 2 full days off before that game and another one after it, so maybe they'll be at full strength for a potential NBA Finals preview. You hate to overlook any team, but if this Bucks winning streak is going to end, you'd have to bet it would be against Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, not Julius Randle or Andre Drummond, who the Knicks and Pistons are going to be trotting out there. Both of those teams in sort of catastrophe mode right now. And now the Herd next week. For once, the Herd and Bucks have the same amount of games, as the Herd also has a 3-game week, starting with 2 road games. Wisconsin will be in New York on Tuesday to take on the Long Island Nets at 6 p.m., followed by yet another 6 p.m. tip, this one coming in Maine against the Red Claws. So a little bit of a East Coast trip there for the Herd. And following those 2 games, Wisconsin will be back at home for a Saturday night showdown against the Rio Grande Valley Vipers at 7 p.m. Say that 5 times fast if you're listening. So that'll be the Herd's games this week. Luckily, differentiated schedule with the Bucks, so you can check out all of those games. Finally, looking around the NBA here, the biggest news from this last week had to be further rumblings about a potential midseason tournament starting as early as next season, which would come with a shortened regular season slate. Personally, I'm all for this idea. I think the season is just a bit too long, although I do enjoy watching the regular season. I do think it's still a little bit too long. It could use some spicing up. The most common scenario I've seen talked about so far includes the winner of this tournament getting either a guaranteed playoff spot or even a bye in the first round of the playoffs. But last year I came up with a different idea. Let's create 3 new draft picks in the first round and give them to the winner, runner-up, and consolation game winner of the tournament. These picks would come right after the lottery, so they'd be number 15, 16, and 17. This would mean every single team in the league would have incentive to compete to add more good picks. If you're a bad team, you want to draft more young players. If you're a good team, You want that, and you also want ammo to go trade for other good players. So this really would give everybody incentive. I think if we're talking about a one-game sort of tournament here, I don't think the best team would always win. I think it'd be super exciting. I don't know. I think this could work. If Adam Silver wants to hear more about my thoughts on this, he can join the Eurogroup Discord just like everybody else. And Adam, that means all you have to do is screenshot yourself listening to this podcast and then tweet it to me or Rohan or email it to tywindishnba@gmail.com. That's for more than just the NBA's commissioner. Anyone out there listening, if you'd like to get in on a Bucks community that has been called, literally in all seriousness, the best place online to talk Bucks, that's all you have to do. We'd be happy to have you. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about the Eurostep, and then follow myself and Rohan on Twitter. We very much appreciate the support, seriously. And then until next time, go Bucks.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.